Hi guys, I just thought I'd send this boo. I'm going to probably have a bit of a rant actually, because I've had a bit of a weird day. So if people are in the mood where they don't really want to hear me rant, then you know, don't listen to this boo. But I don't know what it is. I went into town today to meet with some friends, and I got lost off getting off the bus. Now, it would be fine if I knew what happened, but there's nothing worse than getting off of a bus thinking that you're somewhere when you're actually not, you're somewhere else. So I sort of walked the route that I thought I had to go, and that clearly wasn't the right route. And people were lovely, you know, I got a lot of help, and, you know, I had to ring Louise to get her to meet me somewhere different to where we said we'd meet, because I'd got lost and stuff and couldn't explain to anybody where Vision Links was. And just, oh, I don't know, I was a bit narked, really, that I, you know, got lost again, I suppose. But people were great. You know, people, they couldn't have been nicer. But there was just something about it that really, really frustrated me. It might have been the fact that, you know, for the last couple of times when I've done this particular route, I've had people sort of help me across the crossing. So today I wanted to specifically do it so that I could cross the crossing and practice the route, which of course didn't end up happening because I got lost. And actually, I was possibly put off at a different stop anyway, I think, although I don't know whether they stopped a bit earlier than normal or I don't know, but anyway, so that really riled me for some reason. I don't know why, because normally I'd be like, oh, never mind, you know. But today, it really, really riled me. So anyway, Lou and I met up, and we went to Vision Links. Which, for anyone that doesn't know, is a sort of a sort of charity in Hereford for people with visual impairments, which I'm a volunteer for, and I'm also a member of. And fortunately, thanks to Lou, I realised that there was a rehab worker person around who's taken over from our old one who's left recently. So fortunately, I managed to leave a message for him to get in touch with me. So that, you know, I suppose the good thing is, you know, all being well, I can try and, you know, meet up with him at some point and iron out these issues that I've got with the routes. Because I also keep getting lost in Mail and Orchards as well when I'm trying to get back home. So that's happened a couple of times. It's happened today as well. Again, it happened today when I was trying to get home, and that annoyed me. So, I don't know. The whole... I enjoyed lunch. We had a nice lunch together. It was me, Lou, Humphrey and Vicky. We chatted about some plans that we've got and we're going to do. For sort of making Christmas cards and things. And there was we had lovely soup. So that was good. But then, I don't know, I just felt really on edge, I suppose. A bit highly strung, for want of a better word. And then this bloke accosted us in the middle of town and started talking to Lou with Ginny. And one of my pet hates is when people think I'm a bloke. Now, I think I've talked about this possibly on here before, but I'm not sure. I have quite short hair. Not manly short, just like cropped. Like, you know, it doesn't look, it's not like I'm, you know, a skinhead or anything. It's a female cut, you know. That for some really, really annoying reason, a lot of people think I'm a bloke. Oh, admittedly today. Well, actually, I was wearing a pink T-shirt. Ironically, today, I was going to say I wasn't wearing anything female, but I suppose my pink thing. But then I don't know whether he saw it. I suppose I'm wearing a black jumper and trousers. But even so, I just, oh, this bloke. He's like, oh, this gentleman. And I'm thinking, oh, crikey, just hurt me your bloody eyes. I just, oh, really, really, really got to me. And I felt like hitting him. I really did. I didn't, obviously, but I think Yes, I could have said a lot. In the end, I think we met up with him again a bit later which was a bit frustrating because he kept following us and stuff. And I put him right at some point because I think he mentioned again about me being a man, and I said, actually, I'm a woman. And he went, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm thinking, yeah. So that didn't help. I was a bit pissed off about that. Excuse my language. So then I got on the bus, and then this little kid who was about 4 decided that she wanted to sit next to me, which was very sweet and stuff. But I just felt a bit irritable. And she was as good as gold, bless her. She, you know, she's fine. But I could have done with being sat on my own, you know. But that was that. And then I've just got home, and I'm meant to be going to spin tonight, and I really, really cannot be bothered. And they're going on about, they've got this new thing they're using in the gym called MyZone, which is a completely inaccessible monitor thing, which puts everybody's statistics up on the wall, so that it's kind of a bit competitive, really. And it's made the classes feel completely different. So I've been put off. So I was going to go today, but I decided not to. So I just emailed my spinning buddy and I've said to her, look, I'm sorry, but I'm going to pull out. Otherwise, I might burst into tears if anything else goes wrong today. I'm just checking my time. Yeah, so I just feel a bit downtrodden, for want of a better word, I suppose. A bit deflated. Tired. I am very tired. I keep falling asleep really early. Like, I'll go to bed at 8 or 9 because I just can't keep my eyes open. I don't know what's wrong with me. But I don't know. It's been one of those days today. So I don't know. I might just have a night in and just not do anything at all. I don't want to do anything that'll get me to the point where I could become more intolerant. So I might just chat with my friends online and just not go out anywhere for the rest of the day, and just be at home really and go to bed early. So that's been my day. I hope you've had better days, and hopefully the next boo will be a bit more positive. And I will catch you all soon.